Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember that peace begins in your own heart. Our guest today is Gregory Ripley, and he's author of The 100 Remedies of the Tao, and I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get right to our guest. Today we have with us Gregory Ripley, author of The 100 Remedies of the Tao, and Gregory is a Taoist priest, an acupuncturist, and author, and a nature and forest therapy guide, which I'd love to do. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
It's really good to have you. Now, your book, it says it's the 100 Remedies of the Tao. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Tao is? Because some people may not know what that is.
Sure, yeah. So the Tao is a Chinese word that basically means the way of the universe. It's kind of a placeholder word for kind of the great mystery of life in the universe beyond anything that we can really name or say much about. And so as a placeholder in ancient China, they called it the Tao.
Ah. Now, your book addresses how to help emotional and social challenges. And this is taken from the Tao, right?
Yeah, so there is a text that this book is based on called The 100 Remedies. It's called The Statutes of the 100 Remedies. And it was written in about the 5th or 6th century. And basically it's a list of 100, we could call them ethical precepts, something like that. But the way they're phrased, they are written as spiritual remedies. So kind of like solutions for problems you will have in life or ways of behaving which will be remedies for any sort of problem you may come across.
Well, that's really interesting, and I think that it's, I've read through them, and they're really great advice and opens the heart and the mind. And the one thing I like about that is that once you hear truth, you kind of can't deny it. It'll come back at and nag at you until you get it. So if people read your book, they'll actually have help on many, many different areas in their life, on emotional and social challenges. And so I hope they all read it because it's really, really very, very good. Now, in Taoist practice, what do you mean when you say go with the flow and not follow rules?
Well, there's two sides to that. So in the, 50s, 60s, and 70s, when a lot of Eastern teachings came to the West and we first started to hear about them, there was kind of an overemphasis on that kind of iconoclastic pursuit, kind of very individualistic pursuit of freedom, enlightenment, and all these good things, right? And so there is definitely an idea of going with the flow in Taoism. However, we have to be careful that when we think we're going with the flow, we're not just projecting our own kind of egotistical wants and needs onto the world and saying, hey, I'm just going with the flow. But that we are actually kind of trying to see the world and reality around us as clearly as possible so that we can go with that flow. So there's kind of a caveat there with going with the flow.
Right. Well, I think what happens, though, is that, there used to be the me generation, everything about me. And what we have to take a look at is really the we generation, where we're looking at not only what happens for us, but what happens to the group consciousness, you know, so that our actions affect everything and everyone. And so therefore we have to not just pursue everything that we want, but we can pursue that when we are conscious that it's not going to hurt or imbalance energy anywhere else. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Yeah, we might think more of that idea of the common good, yeah, versus everybody just being out for themselves and trying to, you know, make their life as wonderful as possible at the expense of others, or, you know, even just not even caring about anybody else, right? But having that, having the utmost benefit for the greatest number of people or for the entire world or what have you in mind as we're going through our lives.
And I think it's pretty much tantamount right now to do that, because we're in such a terrible flow, except it's not really terrible. It's just kind of opening up the wound so we can see what's going on so that we can heal it. I think that it's very important right now to really take a look at encompassing everyone rather than just our own personal means. Now, in your book also, you say in following a spiritual path, what are some of the moral, ethical, and practical guidelines? Because I think people need to know that.
Yeah, you know, since there's 100 in this book, there's quite a few. Although they tend to be kind of grouped around themes, kind of major themes. And so, especially in Taoist practice, that's often the case where there are, you know, if people are monastics or part of lineages, then they may have specific precepts and specific rules that they have taken on and that they follow. But then, as a Taoist layperson, you would be more likely to be following kind of the general principles and keeping those in mind. And of course that would be true for, you know, monastics as well. But I would say that the most basic guiding principles for Taoism probably would be what they call the three treasures in the Tao Te Ching. And the Tao Te Ching, for those who don't know, is not necessarily the main text of Taoism, although that's how we often think of it, especially in the West, but it is certainly one of the earliest texts of Taoism and one that kind of was a kind of an inspiration for a lot of the later tradition. Anything in the later tradition will align with the ideas in the Tao Te Ching quite well. And so in the Tao Te Ching, the three treasures are compassion, frugality, and humility. And so those are kind of at the core of Taoist ethics. And a lot of the later teachings are kind of expansions of those ideas. So in Taoism, we kind of look at, having compassion for all beings, staying kind of frugal and simple in our own lives, for a number of reasons. You know, on the one hand, it's very practical that if we have simpler lives, we need less, right? And it's just easier to get along in the world. But it also, if we think of it in more kind of psychological terms, you know, especially in the modern world, it can be so complicated and so overwhelming that it pays to kind of keep our lives simple, and not be distracted by every shiny bauble that comes along and just confuses us. So, and then humility, of course, is you know, just keeping ourselves from falling into being too egotistical, too self-centered, keeping the greater spheres of life around us in mind as we go through our lives. And so, yeah, those are kind of, I would say those are the most common, along with ideas of flexibility, adaptability, being able to go along with change as it happens constantly in the world around us.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And change is kind of cyclical in a spiral kind of form. And, you know, the thing is that what comes up must go down. So if you're in a downtrend, then you should always understand that it's got to go back up. So because the only thing constant is change here. And so when you're in a downtime, you might want to start looking at different kinds of resources, and then you'll get to you back to your flourishing time, and then all of a sudden everything will be going well, and then God will give you a curve and say, okay, because this life is just about learning. You know, it's just constant learning. And so then when that starts to happen, people start to feel a little bit out of sorts, then it's time to gather information. And information kind of like things in your book, because that helps you get through things, and it helps you wait, because sometimes, you know, you might be doing everything right, but there's kind of a universal timing, even a God timing, that, you know, you may be doing everything right, but something in the universe or may not be ready for what you have to do. So sometimes you just have to wait a little bit. But that's where your book comes in, because you can, as you're waiting, there's many different ways to help you wait in and figure out what pieces and parts that you need to improve on so that you can move up that change. And of course, once you do, find what you're supposed to be looking for, you'll never go through that type of thing exactly in the same way twice. So you'll always progress up, you know. So
Definitely. Although I'm often find myself in a position in life where I, you know, occasionally we feel like we're repeating lessons, and we come to the realization, like, wait, I thought I used to know this. I thought I figured this one out, but I've obviously forgotten it or need to learn more about this particular issue. These things do tend to come back around, don't they?
Well, they do, because, you know, there's so many layers to many things, and so sometimes you have to just learn that piece, and then you'll miss a piece, and so that's why you get to see it again. But it's never really exactly the same way. You've always learned a little bit, so you're moving up a little bit anyway. So yeah, but you know, that's why I really like your book. It's really a helpful book if you're feeling depressed, or if you feel you're stuck, or if you feel you have a problem and you don't know exactly what to do with it. You know, there's ways of using your book to help you at least relax and guide you on maybe seeing what reflection is, where you should be going next. And that's really nice. You know, I don't know if you had that interpretation for it, but you know, if you, you know, being psychic since the age of 8, you know, if I want to use your book, and I love the Tao, by the way, I have a past life karmic thing with Lei Xing. So, you know, but you don't want to know about it. Anyway, but, you know, I can actually take your book, and if I have a problem and say, okay, you know, let me use this book to find what I should do with it, and I just open it up, and even the title of the chapter will tell me, okay, take a healthy distance. You know, so, yeah. You know, you can use this book almost as a guide if you don't know what to do. You know, you can actually use this book, because it's really laced with a lot of spirituality and a lot of energy in here that is practical, that you've taken something ancient and put it into practicality for modern day man, which is a wonderful thing, you know. So tell us
go ahead.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the background of the 100 remedies of the Tao, or, and I'm going to not pronounce this right, the Bai Yao Lu.
Yeah, that's pretty darn close. That works. But yeah, so it's that Bai Yao Lu name means the statutes of the 100 remedies. And so sometimes they would use different terms for rules or spiritual precepts, and one of the ones they used was statutes. And so, yeah, this is basically it's part of a larger text that has the groupings of different precepts within it, and this is one of the lists. And it's often paired with a similar list that's the 100 diseases. And so the idea is that you have kind of like spiritual or psychological diseases, what we might think of as like diseases of the mind, in the sense of, you know, misperceptions about reality, or just kind of deluded ways of seeing things, and then you have remedies to those diseases or problems. And it was a little redundant to try to do all 200 together, because the much like the idea that the cure can be found within the disease, I suppose the disease can be found within the remedy in this case. And so we're kind of talking about all those things already in the remedies. And so I just included the 100 remedies themselves. And then, of course, yeah, like you say, in the commentaries, I'm basically trying to make them, very practical and approachable for anybody in their modern day lives. Human experience is pretty universal. No matter where we're from or where we were raised or how we were raised, to a certain extent, we all experience the same kind of problems and issues in life. We all have the same human body and brain, and so we always have so much more in common than we do that differentiates us or divides us. And so, some of them are kind of like, sound like common sense, but of course it's really easy to forget a lot of common sense because it's so common, right? We just take it for granted and don't think twice about it. But some of these are more particular to Taoism, and so I spend a little more time, explaining how they fit into the Taoist worldview and how they've traditionally been seen in Taoism. And a lot of them are sort of jumping off points for discussing other ideas in Taoism as well. But some of them are just very straightforward and practical advice on navigating life.
Well, I think that a lot of the politicians and things have forgotten their common sense. And so I think they really need your book, as well as a lot of the people. I can't, I don't know what happens to this generation, the new generation that's coming in. They seem to skip around a little bit, but one of the things of common sense has gone away, and this whole idea of consumerism is not very satisfying. And so hopefully they'll get rid of that real quick, because they've been in it for about 10 years. And I think how much stuff can you buy? Really? So you want a new iPhone, excuse me, because the camera's a little different? You forget it's a distraction on what life is supposed to really be like, you know? So I think we're coming up to break, we have a little bit of time. So I think that, we should actually get your publisher to send your book to all of the politicians and make it mandatory for them to read it.
That's right. They can take their oath of office, and then we can just hand them a copy.
Exactly. And say, read this book and remember, get back to the roots. Anyway, you also talk in your book about the three luminaries. And so we're gonna probably not have enough time to get through all of that right now until we go to break. But tell us a little bit about the three luminaries, and then when we come back from break, we'll figure out why we should respect them, revere them. Okay? Who are the luminaries?
Okay.
Oh, okay. We're gonna go.
Oh yeah. So
we're going to go ahead a little bit. Yeah, that's okay. We're going to break. And then we'll be right back. And we'll be right back with Gregory Ripley and his new book, The 100 Remedies of the Tao. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMckenzie.net. At LindaMckenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMckenzie.net. Visit LindaMckenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Gregory Ripley, and he's author of The 100 Remedies of the Tao. And it's a wonderful book to help you navigate life's challenges. And even when you're not even navigating life's challenges, it's nice to pick it up and get some memories and some clarification and some grounding. I think this book is a really good book for grounding, Greg, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So we were talking about, before the break, the three luminaries and why we should respect and revere them.
Yeah, we were going to jump into the three luminaries. So the three luminaries is an idea in Taoism. It basically refers to the sun, the moon, and the stars. In the commentary for this one, I touched on more concrete, practical aspects, such as that, you know, the moon helps stabilize the Earth's axial tilt, and that helps give us our seasons and that good stuff. In general, it has to do with our kind of connection to the greater universe and keeping that in mind. So there are ideas in Taoism that we're connected to the stars in a way, and of course, whether we think of it in terms of astronomy or astrology or anything else, it's just a fact of life that there are gravitational fields and all these cycles, these greater cycles that we are a part of, as the Earth rotates around the sun and the moon rotates around the Earth, and our solar system is all spinning and our galaxy is spinning. All these things are spinning in these larger and larger cycles, and when we keep those larger cycles in mind, some Taoist practices are geared towards meditation, where we keep those in mind, and we even try to cultivate more of a connection with certain stars and that kind of a thing.
Well, that's interesting. The thing is that the problem is that I don't know what these people are doing, but we have so much space junk up there that, you know, for me, you know, I was a datacom engineer for a lot of years and did all sorts of stuff. And for me, you know, they're talking about climate change with all those satellites and stuff up there. I mean, it's got to be clogging the sun from coming in and all the waves and stuff that's junk that they have to go in and around or through. And so, you know, we're not really being very good stewards of that. I mean, I was just reading that we have so much junk on the moon that it's like crazy, you know, crazy things. And so, you know, everything is energy. So by, you know, not taking care and respecting these things, including the space between the moons and the sun and the stars, you know, we're actually buying a lot of problems that we don't need. And they look at it as progression. But, you know, I think that they forget about nature. And a lot of times now it's just the matter of the pursuit of doing something without the addressing the long-term consequences of it. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're very, very short-sighted as a society, for sure, and we're always looking for that next new thing, you know, and there's always all this pressure to be, like, first to market and all that kind of stuff and make a quick buck, and yeah, we very seldom think about the long-term consequences of our actions, and yeah, all that space junk is a great example of that, for sure.
Yeah, I think we have to send your book to all the scientists, too, and Big Pharma. We got a lot of places to send your book to. So tell us about some of the remedies you cover in your book.
Sure. Yeah, well, gosh, they kind of run the gamut. There's, well, let's see. So a lot of them are ways of expanding our circle of care, we might say, or our circle of compassion. And also finding tranquility and stillness within ourselves and kind of so that we can spread that into the world a little bit. So there's one, having a tranquil heart and a composed mind is a remedy. And that one, the commentary on that one sort of focuses more on meditation and sort of inner aspects. And then we have, there's one suppressing bias and remaining impartial is a remedy. That is always a good idea, especially these days where everybody, is so quick to choose sides and, have knee-jerk reactions about every possible thing under the sun. If we can take a step back and, not be so quick to judge, that we can realize that things aren't always what they seem at first glance, and that we don't always, basically never, have the whole picture. We always have a limited perspective we're coming from, and so we really need to listen to all sides and get the most complete picture of reality that we can before we make judgments and decisions about things in life, for sure.
You know, my father had a funny thing. I know that, you know, I grew up in New York, and my mother was a Bostonian Irish woman, and my father was a Northern Italian, you know, so there was always a lot of, you know, from the Bronx, you know, so there was always a lot of a massive, but my father was a very kind soul. He was really way beyond, you know, that. My mom was the feisty one, but my father was all this love and stuff. And there was this guy, you know, in the neighborhood, and he came up to my father and he was screaming at my father. And I said to my dad, "Why didn't you punch him?" And he says, "You know, you have to jump in their shoes." He says, "Because maybe he had a fight with his wife. Maybe he's really not about me or whatever." And I said, "Well, yeah, but you got to punch him." And he goes, no. He goes, you can't do that. He goes, you know, you have to jump in his shoes. Second time, the guy was in his face, and I was ready to go punch him for my father, you know. I was young. And my dad said, no, he may have another problem, whatever. And he goes, you have to just walk away from it. The third time, the guy came to him, my father decked him. You know, so there is a thing to understand, you know, to always try. And so I've always tried to jump in somebody else's shoes. And being psychic, when I do that, I can really see all of the problems and all the things that they're dealing with. And then how can you get angry? You know, when you're seeing it from their eyes, how can you get angry? You know, I mean, unless it's a moral thing that, you know, that needs to be, the anger needs to be directed in a different way where you can get a positive result. But, so, you know, so your book kind of helps people have these kind of remedies over all sorts of things in their lives. Now, how does your book help you find the natural balance in all things, and why is that important?
Yeah, well, that's kind of an idea, a general goal, I guess we could say, in Taoism is trying to find harmony in life. And have just to make things work better, whether it's in our own lives or in our families, our societies, or the world at large, right? Just trying to make things work as smoothly as we can. A lot of the remedies, and especially the commentaries, talk about ways to see reality more clearly, or at least try to. And like you say, can be things like thinking about what other people may be going through, and even if we can't figure out what they're actually going through, we can certainly think about what they may be going through. We can, if someone explodes at us, we can certainly be like, oh, well, something, you know, may have just happened to them at home or at work or what have you. They may not really be angry with me personally. It may be something else that set them off, and if we can step back and give them some space, you know, hopefully they can kind of use up that anger and it'll blow over, and then maybe we can find out, you know, what's actually wrong, and maybe we can find some way to help them, you know, who knows. But it's just, I mean, if we want our lives to be more chaotic, you know, all we have to do is look around, and there's a million ways out there to make your life more chaotic, but I don't think any of us really enjoy that, at least not for long. Maybe in short bursts, but I think eventually we all sort of come to a point where we're like, man, I would just like a little more peace in my life and things to be a little smoother and, you know, easier, and, you know, I have enough problems without trying to, you know, make more for myself. So I think we all kind of come to that conclusion at some point in our life.
I think you're right. So where can people find out more about you and your book?
Well, I've got a website that's easy. It's just my name, GregoryRipley.com. The book is available anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the big channels. And it's there's also an audiobook as well for the book. So if you enjoy listening to your books, that's a great way to do it.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for being part of our show and for giving us this wonderful book, The 100 Remedies of the Tao. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff, The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and it's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need information on natural health or life problems or spiritual objectives, feel free to call in on our toll-free number, 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453. Or you can use, if you're calling internationally, which we can take, it's country code 01-310-371-5444. That's 01 for the country code, or 310-371-5444, and you'll get right to me, and I'll be glad to answer any of the questions that you may have. Right now, we're going to go to the herb of the week and our gemstone of the week. Well, the first thing we're going to do is start out with our herb of the week, because herbs are natural medicine that we need to treat with knowledge and respect. There's always a natural method of healing for any pharmaceutical drug out there. It's interesting to note that, you know, Western medicine is about, 300 years old, but Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine are anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 years old. So, and I found that each country or each place has herbs or natural, minerals and things like that that go for the diseases of that country. For example, the Native Americans used different herbs that the Indians in Ayurvedic medicine, the East Indians in Ayurvedic medicine, use different herbs to do the same thing, and then China has different herbs to do the same thing. So we have Western Ayurvedic and Chinese herbs. And it's interesting now that we're getting a lot of diseases from different countries because we're all melding and we're all moving and shifting and changing and visiting and doing all of this. So, you know, what happens is if one type of herb doesn't work for you, like the Western herb, you can try an Ayurvedic herb. For example, let's take inflammation. Bromelain would be the Western herb, which is from pineapple, that helps that. But if that doesn't work, you can use turmeric, which is the Ayurvedic version, or, you know, you can use a Chinese herb for inflammation. So, you know, so don't limit yourself. But the one thing when you're doing herbal medicine is, even though they have milder side effects, if any, you know, compared to big pharma drugs, you have to understand how your system is. You know, nobody can heal you, right? Only you can heal yourself because you know your body best. Now, pharmaceutical, even vitamins, when I owned the vitamin company, you know, everything was for a 160-pound male. So if you're a petite little girl of 90 pounds, you're not going to take the dose on that label. They don't tell you that, but that's exactly what it is. And so it's like, you know, with this vaccine, they wanted one size fits all. Can you imagine giving a newborn the same amount of dose that you would give an adult? Doesn't make any sense, right? Because everybody's body is different. So when you remember that, then you can understand that you are your own best doctor. And even if you believe in Western medicine, and I believe that whatever you believe in is going to work for you. So, and I'm not against Western medicine. If you want it, it's just not for me, ever, unless it's a broken finger or something, but nothing with drugs. So, just make sure that you're not giving your power away to this doctor, because, you know, quite frankly, you know, they're not really seeing things the way you can, because you're in your body, right? So understand that. So today we're going to talk about ginger. Now, ginger was originally from tropical Asia, and ginger has been used as a medicinal herb in the West for at least 2,000 years, and that's in the West. And it was introduced into the Americas by the Spaniards and is now cultivated extensively in the West Indies. It's a very hot, dry herb, and it was traditionally used to warm the stomach and dispel chills. And in the 18th century, it was added to remedies to modify their actions and reduce the irritant effects on the stomach. Now, ginger is still used in this way, and in China, it's used to reduce the toxicity of some herbs. Now, in China, the fresh root is mainly used to promote sweating and as an expectorant for colds and chills. And it's also roasted in hot ashes and used to stop diarrhea or bleeding. And besides prescribing fresh root for chills, Western herbalists regard it as a very good circulatory stimulant. Now, the peeled root skin in China is used for edema and abdominal bloating. And the essential oil, ginger oil, has been used in both the East and the West for at least 400 years. And in France, it's still used and prescribed in drop dosages on sugar lumps for flatulence and fevers and to stimulate the appetite. And the oil can be also used to as a massage rub for rheumatic pains and bone injury. Now, the dried root is used mainly to warm and stimulate the stomach and lungs, and it's very effective for yang restorative, like male energy kind of things. And in the West, it's still used for travel sickness, and in recent trials, it's been successfully used for severe sickness in pregnancy. But avoid excessive amounts of ginger if the stomach is already hot and overstimulated, like you have peptic ulcers. And also use ginger with respect in early pregnancy, because although it can be safely taken for morning sickness, it has to be done in dosages that are not, you know, overly stimulating. Okay? So there you have it. A little bit about ginger. I love ginger. I love it in Japanese food. They give you ginger, and I can eat that raw. And sometimes it's very pungent, you know. So, okay, today's gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you might be able to amplify your own energy. So today we're going to talk about copper, you know, and the color of copper is copper red. That's right. And the mineral can actually stop lethargy, passivity, restlessness, excitability, and it can also help you accept yourself. It can stimulate initiative, optimism, diplomacy, and independence. So it's really great. I mean, you see these little copper bracelets all around, you know, sometimes they'll turn your skin green, you know, but you know, you can wear them for that. And copper provides a lot of different kinds of wonderful things, and all in healing. It helps to stabilize the balance and flow of blood within the body, and it can be used to cleanse wounds and, of course, for arthritis, bursitis, and rheumatism. And there you have it, a little bit about copper. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show again. If you'd like to give me a call, reach out for me at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Everybody really, to get the best out of life that you can, it's really good to be as positive as you can, because positive energy actually boosts the immune system, makes you feel good, and helps you navigate life better. And that's why I developed HealthyLife.net radio to increase positive energy. And, you know, because there's enough negative energy all around us every day that we think that we have no recourse, when we actually do, because everything resolves within us as within, you know, as without, you know. So we can do things every day to improve our lives, and not only our lives, but the lives of other people. One of the things that I want to talk about, I'm going to give you some positive tips on how to stay positive, but one of the things I wanted to say is one of the biggest things right now, I don't think anybody really wants this except maybe Trump, but is this new political election where we have an 80-some-odd-year-old guy, Joe Biden, and then we have Trump, this bombastic, silly guy. But both of them are really incompetent to, not that Joe Biden's incompetent, but he doesn't have, his age makes him, health-wise, makes him not a really good candidate. Trump is completely incompetent. I just can't do it. But there's a third faction, which they're not telling you in major media, and which I'm going to say right now. Right now, most of the United States is independent. You know, it's right now, Robert Kennedy Jr. is running for office for the President of the United States. And most people don't even know this, because big media only charts the Democrats and the Republicans. However, the independent party right now in the United States is bigger than you think. And it's over. He already has more votes than Trump and Biden. And there's a chance now, because both of these Democrats and Republicans are paid by the same people. That's why nothing goes, changes. So maybe it's time to get an independent in. Anyway, think about that. And if you are interested, you know, see what Robert Kennedy Jr. is really talking about before you cast him out. He's really not anti-vax if you're for the vax stuff. He's only for bad vaxes. And believe me, the mRNA vaccine was no long-term tested and is really not a good thing to do because it changes your DNA and who you are at the base level, and it affects now your children's, you know, when you give birth, and they pass it on and pass it on. So we have no idea what this is going to be doing long term. So take a look at that, because that may be a way. We have different ways that we can do things. Maybe that's a way to do a counterpoint, a check and balance between the right and the left on the Dems and the Republicans, right? Maybe we need just a little independent. And this is not unprecedented. I mean, George Washington was there too. So again, maybe this is a positive way to, you know, get balance back into our country, because right now I don't want to go through another 4 years of people and, you know, factions fighting against each other. This doesn't work for us anymore here in the United States. We want to work together. You know, we want to be together. And as far as a lot of these factions, you know, going into a woman's body, leave it alone. You don't own it. Okay? So get out of our bodies. Get out of our bodies. And Democrats, get out of giving us vaccines. Okay? Stay out of the body. Everybody has health freedom of choice. So just when I take a look at that, because I'm definitely going to vote for Robert Kennedy Jr., and he has a good chance of winning, and he knows politics, and he knows the backdrops of all this, and he's been fighting Big Pharma and for many and environmental issues for many, many years. So I think he's a really good choice right now for where America is. Anyway, for us, let's look at least one or two things on why, what we can do to keep positive. One of the things that I have found is to give up control. You can't keep positive if you try to control situations. You know, what this does, it uses the left logical brain and puts the right side out of balance. Now, the right side is your creative side, right? So when you're trying to control something, it's always using the left side of the brain, A, B, C, D. And the right side is the thing that actually flows and actually can help create what you want. And so what happens is when you're trying to control things, it actually creates a paradox or a contradiction in the brain. Now, have you ever wanted something so much that, and it doesn't happen no matter how much you want it? And then the moment when you don't want it, it happens, right? That's because trying to control the situation makes your goals very rigid and actually inhibits the mind-body connection in accomplishing what you want. So it's always about balancing your left brain with your right brain so that you can understand and get the best use out of both sides. And you can control that rather than the brain and the left logical side controlling you. Part of the way that you can get into the right side of the brain is through meditation or through walking in nature or where you're getting out of yourself and it's not just all about you. So give up control. Another thing that you can do to stay positive is have no expectations, because you really can't keep positive if you set expectations or feelings or significance or attitudes on what you want. Like control, these make our goals very rigid and actually prevent you from accomplishing what you want. So what I do, I you know, it's hard being human not to have expectations. So what I do is I write down everything that I want, everything, all the expectations that I want in my life, and I write it in great detail. And then you know what I do? I throw it away. And so whatever comes, I am feeling, knowing, and trusting that it's always in my best interest. And I follow that. And when I do, there's no resistance, right? And when there's no resistance, things flow to you quicker, better, greater, and faster, you know? So that's one of the things. Have no expectations, because here's what happens. On another rule, you know, say you want $1 million and that's your expectation. Well, you set your expectation on that. Well, guess what? God may want to give you $2 million, so you just shorted yourself out of $1 million. So have no expectation. Just understand that the goal or intention will be met. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, guess what? At least you were, because the party's over. The show is over for now. And you can always catch it on my archive page. Go to healthylife.net and just click on that yellow button on the top, or gold button saying On Demand Podcast, and find my picture. And then click on that and you'll find some of my shows. Thank you so much for listening. I really enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of truth, freedom, and purpose. Bye.